The first major awards were announced this morning when the New York film critics handed out their half-predictable, half-unpredictable awards. The trick is to figure out how they'll be tastemakers and how they'll be unicorns. For instance, Kiki Palmer was recognized in the supporting category, which gives a nice boost to Nope. Nope is among only a tiny handful of movies that made over $100 million this year at the box office, especially dramas that weren't franchise or superhero movies. But the big question here is how NYFCC's pick for Best Director will fare in the race. S.S. Rajamouli won for RRR, which has become a favorite among film critics and bloggers. There has been a big push to get the film recognized so people will see it. This big movie is the little movie that could, especially since India, amazingly, did not select it for their international feature submission at the Oscars. But word of mouth, pure love, is keeping it alive. The critical drinker went to bat for it. From the LA Times. RRR was released in March and became one of India's highest-grossing movies of all time, taking in $140 million worldwide, including $14.5 million in the United States. A version dubbed into Hindi arrived on Netflix in May. The movie's original language is Telugu. Enthusiasm for it grew over the summer, with filmmakers like James Gunn and Scott Derrickson discovering it and sharing their love on social media. When India bypassed RRR as its official selection for the International Feature Film Oscar in September, its team shifted strategy, deciding to go for broke and chase a Best Picture nomination. There's also a justified push to get the music branch to nominate Nadu Nadu for original song, recognition that would have precedent as songs not in the English language have been recognized, and won, in the past. The Hindi song, Jai Ho, from Slumdog Millionaire, won the Oscar in 2009. The Oscars could do worse than choosing a movie like this, especially if it goes along with Top Gun, Maverick, Avatar, etc. That could make for a very spectacular Oscars. Put it this way, there's a reason Bollywood movies do as well as they do in a country that often struggles with poverty, class wars, etc. That said, RRR isn't a Bollywood movie, it's a Tollywood movie, meaning it's a film in the Telugu language. So that's an extra hurdle when it comes to Best Picture, but it's not an impossible one, after Parasite. RRR should have been included in my Oscar movies Oscar season forgot post, but the truth is, it hasn't been forgotten. It has many advocates pushing it into the race. Whether that will make a difference, who knows? For now, I'm not quite sure what to do with it, but if it starts picking up other awards, well, maybe it will find its way in. It only needs a few hundred people to make it their number one movie to get in for Best Pick. Marshall's handy chart shows us how the New York film critics, who announce very early, influence or predict the Oscars in the major categories. Last year, NYFCC picked The Power of the Dog for director and Drive My Car for picture. We should be so lucky if the critics pick RRR as their Drive My Car for this year, which maybe they just did? This year, they went for Tar in Best Picture, with S.S. Rajamouli for director. Then they went with Cate Blanchett for Best Actress, Colin Farrell for Best Actor, Kiki Palmer for Supporting Actress, and Kei Hoi Kwan for Supporting Actor. We haven't done a comparison chart with the NYFCC for the acting categories, but I'd say it is fairly in line with the chart above, i.e., better for nominations than it is for winners, with a few exceptions. In Supporting Actress, Laura Dern for Marriage Story, Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk, Patricia Arquette for Boyhood, and Melissa Leo for The Fighter are the recent winners that went all the way to the Oscar. For Best Actor, Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea, Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln, and Colin Firth for The King's Speech matched. For Best Actress, Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine and Meryl Streep for The Iron Lady are NYFCC winners that matched. Supporting Actor has the most overlap, with Mahershala Ali for Moonlight, Mark Rylance for Bridge of Spies, J.K. Simmons for Whiplash, Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club, Christoph Waltz for Inglourious Basterds. In all, Kei Hoi Kwan and Kiki Palmer probably got the biggest boost today, besides RRR. Eric Anderson finally updated his Best Picture predictions for end of November. Pre-New York, here is how he saw it. 1. The Fabelmans, Universal Pictures 2. Everything Everywhere All at Once. A24, Up Pointing Arrow 3. The Banshees of Inisherin, Searchlight Pictures 4. Women Talking, UAR, Orion Pictures, Down Pointing Arrow 5, Tar Focus Features 6. Elvis, Warner Brothers, Up-Pointing Arrow 7, Top Gun, Maverick, Paramount Pictures, Up-Pointing Arrow 8, Triangle of Sadness, Neon, Down-Pointing Arrow 9, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery, Netflix, Down-Pointing Arrow 10, The Whale, A24, Down-Pointing Arrow 11, Babylon, Paramount Pictures, Down-Pointing Arrow 12, Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, Netflix, Up-Pointing Arrow 13, The Woman King, Sony, TriStar Pictures, Up-Pointing Arrow 14, Decision to Leave, Movie 15. Bardo, False Chronicle of a Handful of Truths, Netflix, Down-Pointing Arrow 16. All Quiet on the Western Front, Netflix, Down-Pointing Arrow 17, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Marvel Studios, Up-Pointing Arrow 18, Avatar, The Way of Water, 20th Century Studios, 19. Till, UAR, Orion Pictures, Down-Pointing Arrow 20. She Said, Universal Pictures, Down-Pointing Arrow. Now, let's look at Gold Derby's collective odds for top 20 most likely. The Fabelmans, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Banshees of Inisherin, Women Talking Top Gun, Maverick, Women Talking Tar, Babylon, The Whale, Elvis, Avatar, The Way of Water, The Woman King, She Said, Glass Onion, Triangle of Sadness, All Quiet on the Western Front, Pinocchio, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, The Woman King, Empire of Light. The first three are the same, then they start to split up. Does New York's announcement change this in any way? Not really. They picked Tar for Best Picture, and that movie seems to be a solid contender. The next big awards day will be the National Board of Review on December 8. Then December 11 for the Los Angeles Film Critics, followed by the Golden Globe nominations on December 12. The AFI is landing somewhere in here, and eventually we'll be slowly filling out our big chart for this year. The last 2 years looked like this. The AFI is incredibly influential since we're in a 10-movie year, not a 5-movie year. The Critics' Choice and the PGA also can sometimes be influential. So let's get to our predictions, shall we? Best Picture. The Fabelmans, Women Talking, The Banshees of Inisherin, Top Gun, Maverick, Elvis, Tar, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Glass Onion, The Woman King, Avatar, The Way of Water. My next tier. All Quiet on the Western Front, RRR, Empire of Light, Triangle of Sadness, She Said, Nope, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Bardo, 13 Lives, The Whale. SAG Ensemble Predictions. Women Talking, The Banshees of Inisherin, The Fabelmans, Glass Onion, Till All, The Woman King, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Best Director. Steven Spielberg, The Fabelmans, Sarah Polley, Women Talking, Martin McDonagh, The Banshees of Inisherin, Jim Cameron, Avatar, The Way of Water, Edward Berger, All Quiet on the Western Front, or S.S. Rajamouli, RRR. Alt, The Daniels, Everything Everywhere, Ryan Johnson, Glass Onion, Damien Chazelle, Babylon, Gina Prince by the Wood, The Woman King. BGA Predictions. Steven Spielberg, The Fabelmans, Sarah Polley, Women Talking, Joseph Kosinski, Top Gun, Maverick, Baz Luhrmann, Elvis, Jim Cameron, Avatar, The Way of Water, Alt, Martin McDonagh, The Banshees of Inisherin. Best Actor. Colin Farrell, The Banshees of Inisherin, Austin Butler, Elvis, Brendan Fraser, The Whale, Bill Nye, Living, Tom Cruise, Top Gun, Maverick, Alt, Will Smith, Emancipation, Diego Calva, Babylon, Adam Driver, White Noise. Best Actress. Kate Blanchett, Tar, Danielle Deadwyler, Till, Michelle Yeoh, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Michelle Williams, The Fabelmans, Viola Davis, The Woman King, Alt, Olivia Colman, Empire of Light, Margot Robbie, Babylon. Supporting Actress. Jessie Buckley, Women Talking, Carrie Condon, The Banshees of Inisherin, Claire Foy, Women Talking, Kiki Palmer, Nope, Stephanie Hsu, Everything Everywhere Alt, Jean Smart, Babylon, Carey Mulligan, She Said, Janelle Monáe, Glass Onion, Hong Chau, The Whale, Laura Dern, The Sun. Supporting Actor. Kei Hoi Kwan, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Paul Dano, The Fabelmans, Brendan Gleeson, The Banshees of Inisherin, Barry Keoghan, The Banshees of Inisherin, Judd Hirsch, The Fabelmans, Alt, Brad Pitt, Babylon, Michael Ward, Empire of Light, Anthony Hopkins, Armageddon Time. Original Screenplay. The Banshees of Inisherin, The Fabelmans, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Tar, Elvis, Alt, Babylon, Vengeance, Empire of Light. Adapted Screenplay. Women Talking, She Said, Top Gun, Maverick, The Whale, The Sun. Editing. Top Gun, Maverick, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Avatar, The Way of Water, The Fabelmans, Elvis, Alt, The Banshees of Inisherin. Cinematography. Avatar, The Way of Water, Top Gun, Maverick, All Quiet on the Western Front, Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Fabelmans, Alt, Bardo, The Banshees of Inisherin, Empire of Light. Sound. Top Gun Maverick Elvis Babylon Wakanda Forever Avatar, The Way of Water Alt, All Quiet on the Western Front. Production Design. Elvis Everything Everywhere All at Once Avatar, The Way of Water Babylon Pinocchio Alt, Bardo, The Fablemans. Costumes. Everything Everywhere All at Once Wakanda Forever The Woman King Elvis The Fablemans Alt, Living. Documentary Feature. In Her Hands Good Night Oppie Sydney Fire of Love Icarus, The Aftermath Alt, Riotsville, USA, SR. That's all I got for now. Have a great weekend. Until next week. Share this, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp print.